beans that you plant in watermelon patches, and they all, you have to stop everything you're doing and pick beans, because if you don't, they'll all ruin, because they all grow so fast.
If you want to get them out of there, if you want to get them out of the
you shell them.
You shell them?
Yeah.
Okay, what about those, what I was going to ask you was the, did you mention butter beans?
No.
What do you mean when you say butter beans?
Butter beans is, it's what some people call, what's the beans they use up north?
Lima beans?
Yeah, like some people call them lima beans. I've never, ever heard them call lima beans before. I mean, they are always butter beans, and a lot of people think of butter beans as being something totally different from what I know a butter bean to be.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people think butter beans are these huge, big beans that are kind of beige in color when they're grown. Mm-hmm. And I know a butter bean is the little green bean that I guess they call them lima beans other places. But we've always known them as butter beans.
When does that term lima beans come into currency around here?
Oh, I'd say probably my last years in high school.
That would have been...
maybe 8 years ago.
Okay. So
that's when I first started hearing lima bean. I mean, I'd always heard lima beans from kids who had moved into the community, but I never associated lima beans with butter beans.
Mm-hmm.
Until one day, I think I went over to somebody's house, and they said they were having butter beans, and they brought out these big beans, and I said, these aren't... I always thought those were lima beans. You know, those were what I considered lima beans, were those huge, big beans.
Uh-huh.
Or either mother called them something else. Either they were big butter beans or something. You know, they weren't just regular butter beans.
Okay. There's a kind of vegetable that grows. Oh, some of them are as small as this, and some of them are as big as this.
Cucumber.
Well, what I'm thinking of is they're green like that, except you cook them maybe with some tomatoes.
Peppers.
No. They're big in gumbo. If you're gonna make a gumbo, you always put them in that. If you're gonna make a vegetable soup, you always put them in that.
Okra.
Okra. That's what I'm thinking of. Okay.
You have to do it this way for okra, because okra grows up.
Okay. Let me see. And the kinds of if you have tops of turnips, you call that
greens.
Okay. What are some of the other greens you have?
Turnip greens and. Where you have turnip greens and you have the other greens that stink so bad.
Mustard, kale?
Mustard greens, yeah, and things like that.
Okay. And then the green stuff you put in salads, that's...
Celery. Okay. Or lettuce.
Lettuce. And if you had two bunches of lettuce, you'd say you had two.
I'd say I'd have two bunches of lettuce.
But lettuce doesn't grow in bunches, it grows in...
Yeah, in...
Say you had two big... Big round things, you call that, didn't
I? I won't say pod, but that's not it. A head. Two okay. heads of lettuce.
Okay. Yeah. If you're talking about lettuce, you say two heads of lettuce.
Mm-hmm.
If you're talking about cattle, what would you say?
I'd say two head of...
Two head of cattle.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard that applied to children?
Two head of...
Kids, or two head of...
Mm-mm, no.
No? Okay. The outside, the ear of corn, you know, the inside, and then there's the outside, the green part, you call that?
The husk.
Okay. And the kind of corn that you eat on the cob, you call that?
Corn on the cob.
Okay.
Sweet corn. Maybe.
Sweet corn.
Mm-hmm.
Roasting ears?
Roasting ears are white corn, or we used to grow a non-hybrid corn, which was a big deal.